WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Classes resume today at Ohio State University one day after an attack on campus that left up to 11 people in the hospital. The attacker, a Somali student, was shot and killed by campus security. And now, investigators are combing through the Facebook posts of Abdul Razak Ali Artan.
My brothers and sisters, I am sick and tired of seeing my fellow Muslim brothers and sisters being killed and tortured everywhere. And then in this post, he says, every single Muslim who disapproves of my action is a sleeper cell waiting for a signal. I am warning you, oh America. Investigators have been scrutinizing this post, going through all of his other electronic media, talking to his friends, his family. Investigators have not come out and said that they have determined a motive, but certainly they have said terrorism is a possibility.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. It appears that an entire Brazilian soccer team is among the dozens of people killed in the crash of a chartered jetliner in South America. Colombian officials say only 5 of the 81 people aboard survived the crash. The plane was taking that Brazilian First Division soccer team to the finals of a regional tournament in Medellin. We're preparing for what could be a big day at Trump Tower. Vice President-elect Mike Pence indicates that a big announcement's in the works today.
According to an official source, President-elect Donald Trump is expected to appoint Georgia Representative Tom Price as Health and Human Services Secretary. The former orthopedic surgeon has been working on a plan to replace Obamacare.
As a physician, I can tell you that it doesn't work for patients, it doesn't work for docs, it doesn't work for employers either.
The latest bill Price helped author includes tax credits for buying private policies and putting money aside in health savings accounts. Meanwhile, Trump is still meeting with contenders for Secretary of State, including retired General David Petraeus. I'm Yasmin Ammer.
The D.C. Council set to take a preliminary vote next week on what may be the nation's most generous paid family leave law. But D.C. business groups still have reservations. Jim Dinegar, who heads the Greater Washington Board of Trade, says they can make this work, but he's concerned about the new employer tax that the law will impose.
Our biggest concern remains the concern that they start with this and that it slowly incorporates more and more, and 0.62 becomes 1%, becomes 2%. And so that's been the track record in the District of Columbia with legislation like this.
And Dinegar says there's already evidence that businesses are no longer giving D.C. their first look, as he puts it, instead checking out sites in Maryland or Virginia first. In about 3 weeks, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is going to present a revised budget that includes measures to close a $1.5 billion revenue gap. But now the governor says tax revenues are starting to rebound. And as a result, he says, quote, we clearly don't have to cut as much as we thought we would. There's a new push underway to get you to stop texting and driving in Virginia, and a familiar face is getting involved.
You like that? You like that?
Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins teaming up with Transurban in the hopes of getting you to put down your phone while driving. The transportation company's Mike McGurk says why Cousins was the perfect fit.
He's a widely recognized sports figure here in the D.C. region. We think, too, he's going to be especially effective in helping us reach some of our target audiences with these messages.
The campaign will officially kick off tonight. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Workers at Dulles and Reagan National Airports are planning a noontime rally today demanding a $15 an hour wage. Larry Engelstein is Executive Vice President of the Service Employees International Union.
The rally is part of a national day of action at over 20 airports around the country and in hundreds of cities as part of the National Fight for 15 campaign.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,098, the NASDAQ at 5369. Sports, the Eagles fall to 5-6 with a loss to the Packers. NBA, the Wizards get 31 points from Bradley Beal as they beat the Kings. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush.
Crucially important.
Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, What's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Take the ride in from the west, 66, as you head out of Gainesville. Up ahead, you'll hit the brake lights through Manassas, Centerville, inside the Beltway through Falls Church. But travel lanes all reported open. Now for 95, out of Stafford into Aquia, delays. Had a minor crash northbound near the Prince William Parkway that was over to the shoulder, so a little bit of a distraction there. 395, heaviest stretch right now across the 14th Street Bridge, the southeast southwest freeway. You're looking good in each direction. Like to see that. Also, better news on the Maryland Beltway outer loop after George Avenue, where the car spun out. Everything had been cleared out of the travel lanes. Be careful, we have some wet pavement out there this morning. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, just call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp weather around. Clouds already in, mild this morning with a few showers. And as we go through the day, we may get some rain, especially as we go through midday into the afternoon, and maybe even a thunderstorm. A mild, breezy 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Woodbridge, 46 in Bowie, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Donald Trump is reportedly set to name an Obamacare critic to his cabinet. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35, terrorism analyst Patrick Poole will join us to talk about what happened at Ohio State. 7:05. Tesla is having a sort of an unusual problem selling cars in Virginia. We're going to tell you about that and talk to a reporter from the Washington Post who has covered this story. 7:35, he's the new superstar over at the Fox News Channel. Tucker Carlson will join us. And then at 8:35, he's always a superstar, has been forever. Larry Kudlow will join us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Always a good guy.
Happy birthday, Emma Morano. Emma Morano, happy birthday. She was born on this date, November 29th, 1899.
Wow.
She is the last living human being that we know of. There could be somebody living in sub-Saharan Africa, I suppose, who doesn't get on our radar for one reason or another. The last remaining person on this planet born in the 19th century.
In the 1800s, right?
Yeah. Emma Morano is 117 years old now, and she was born and raised in the Piedmont region of Italy. She still lives there. And her secret to her longevity?
Yeah.
3 eggs a day. For the last 90 years, Brian Wilson, she eats 3 eggs a day, two of them raw.
If eggs are the answer to long life, I'm a doomed man.
She was diagnosed with an illness during World War I, and the doctor said you need to eat more eggs, to eat two raw eggs a day. And so she's kept doing it for since World War I. And she, by the way, she was a teenager during World War I. Now, she's cut it down to just 2 eggs a day and a few biscuits.
Well, biscuits, I'm all about the biscuits. Okay.
Her doctor is 27 years old, so... her doctor was when her doctor was born, she was 90. Her doctor says Emma has always eaten very few vegetables, very little fruit. When I met her, she ate 3 eggs per day, 2 raw in the morning, and then an omelet at noon and chicken at dinner.
Chicken dinner.
She seems to be eternal. All right. So
well, that adds a lot of credence to the old saying, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
She's right. Definitely the winner on that.
Yeah.
Here's a basic question. Would you want to live that old? 117 years. That is a whole lot of life experience. She has seen the turn of 2 centuries and 1 millennium. When she was born, there were, telephones. They were electricity, but it wasn't rampant everywhere. Indoor plumbing wasn't a regular thing.
Right.
Mass-produced automobiles weren't happening. Certainly, we weren't flying anywhere.
No, she's seen the advent of flight in her lifetime.
She saw 2 major world wars, one of them in her home nation of Italy, and she survived that. Would you want to live and see all of that? And see, I have trouble with this question because I think it's a no-brainer. Who wouldn't? One of my biggest fears about dying is that I want to see how it all ends up. Mm. I want to be there. I want to watch that. I want to see the end of this story. So here's the other question, because to me it's a no-brainer. Of course you want to live as long as you can, I think. Maybe, and if you don't, if you're like, no, you know what, 90's enough. Come on, please. I don't want to live another 30 years after that. Give us a call. Let us know. But beyond that, if you're like me, and it's a no-brainer, of course you want to live that long. Here's my question. Setting aside health for a moment, because that's also a given. You worry about your health. What is the major downside to living 117 years? What do you foresee as the biggest problem with that? What would be the downside to living that long, aside from health? 888-630-9625. See, this to me, I think, is a more interesting question, because think about her for a moment. Look at the screaming headlines we deal with on a daily basis. Think about, we got these people saying Trump is a fascist. He's the next Mussolini. Well, guess what? Emma lived through Mussolini. She knows what Mussolini is. I've got to think, if you've seen all of that happen in your lifetime, if you've seen the advent of the computer and the advent of the smartphone and the advent of space travel, forget about space travel, we weren't even flying airplanes when she was born. If you've seen all that, you have got to reach a level of wise cynicism that must be so hard to deal with. Nothing at that point phases you, I would think. It's like, oh yeah, I've seen that. I've been there. I've got to think that at some point the downside is, well, nothing is important anymore. Nothing will stun me. Nothing will make me feel like this is the end
of
the world.
Not even the election of Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Would surprise you. That's
right. We've been through Hitler. We've been through the Kaiser.
Yeah.
We've been through, I mean, you know what I mean? To me, what do you think? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, listen, I note here that one of the things she attributes to her longevity is that she kicked out her husband in 1938.
Yes. How did you get to live that long? Well, when I was 39, I kicked out my husband.
I kicked my husband out of the house. That's
right. Back in 1938.
That's right. Well, look, I want to have a long and productive life. I want to have I want to be around as long as I have the ability to have my wits about me, to be able to, to move and I don't want to sit on a couch and vegetate. I don't want that. So I don't know that I would want to live to be 117 if all I could do was, drool. I don't want that. I mean, just take me out behind the barn, and do what you do to old horses.
Come on.
I do not want to be around if that's what it's going to be a lot. But this woman sounds like she's got it together. And I just wonder what it is about, they should study her genes and her DNA. What is it about her genetics that keeps her, to live into 117
years? Outside of the diet of 3 eggs a day, Brian, take note, 3 eggs a day. She does say that much of this has to do with genetics, because her mother lived to be 91, I believe. So there's definitely there's something going on there. All right, what about you? How about Jacob in Harper's Ferry? You're on WMAL. Good morning, Jacob.
Hey, Jacob, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I wouldn't want to live that long. I couldn't deal with the idiots. The minute I got to start wearing a space diaper, that's it, you know.
But hold on. I mean, you got to deal with it. When did you first start dealing with idiots, Jacob? I got to think it was probably in your teenage years.
Yeah. I think it was probably before that.
I mean, there's always going to be idiots to deal with. You just, at some point, you've reached your limit.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Your ability to deal with idiots goes down dramatically the older you get, doesn't it?
Thanks, Jacob. So there is an expiration date on the patience of dealing with idiots. That said, though, Alan and Deal, you're on WMAL. What do you think?
I hope she wasn't an old maid and never produced a family, because I think she would have outlived everybody. And if there was no family tree to reproduce, then I would feel really lonely. I mean, if I was the last survivor and no friends and nobody left, I mean, I don't know.
No,
I think at 80, I want to be out of here.
So Emma Morano is the oldest of eight siblings. Oh, yeah. Thanks for the call, Alan. Emma is the oldest of eight siblings, so she has lots of nieces and nephews around. But that aforementioned husband, who she kicked out of the house back in 1938, she actually never divorced him. So they ended up staying married for 75 years, but they didn't live together. They didn't talk with each other. He ended up dying in the 70s. Yeah. So
she fell in love with a boy in World War I who was killed in action. Yeah. And she said she never had an interest in marrying after
Oh, yes, I was in love. I was in love with a boy, but he died in the war. Oh, really? Where how did he die in the war? Was it with the when Patton came in rolling through Italy?
No, it was World War
I. That would be World War One that he died in. All right, more of your calls on this. What's the downside to living this long? And would you want to live to 117 years old?
It is now 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That's a lot of traffic to sit in.
Yeah, there you go. See, another downside.
Probably won't be driving, though, right? All right, here we go. And around the Beltway, topside 95 to George Avenue. Seeing our normal morning commute. We had the earlier spin out near George Avenue. That's been cleared. But that's word to the wise. One spun out and wet pavement. Be careful as you head out and about this morning. For 270, it's just been the volume through Urbana, down past 109 and now into Clarksburg and Germantown. Definitely below speed. We'll take you in from the west on 66. Been watching this closely. Through Manassas into Centerville. Slowing inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Definitely bogged down here before we get to 630. But look at the delays as you pass Sycamore Street. Then the pace improves into the tunnel over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to rain today, a high of 66 for a high today. Quite breezy, they say. The winds will be out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, more thunderstorms developing after midnight, a low of 60. Tomorrow, 73. Thursday and Friday in the 50s. And on Saturday, a really nice day, but temperatures will still be in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 617 on WMAL. Fear the Reaper.
Emma Morano, she turns 117 years old. Think about everything that she has seen in her life, and it's a simple question. Do you want to live that long? See, now I thought it was a no-brainer. Who doesn't want to live that long?
Yeah, no, I don't. And not if I don't. I mean, she seems like she's got it together. I don't think I would be in the same shape at 117.
Okay.
Most people wouldn't.
Well, not the same shape, but I want to fight death as long as I possibly can. I want to live forever. Absolutely. I would love that. Russ in Centerville, you're on WMAL. What do you say, Russ?
Hey, Russ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I can't see living to 125. I mean, if I have to, I got to be able to eat and expel it, because life ain't really worth living if you can't do those two things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, listen, she still eats her eggs every day. I mean, she's getting it done.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't mind leaving at 57 either.
Yeah,
I'm 56 now, and 57 is a good age to leave. I don't have a problem with that.
So wait a minute, Russ. You're 56 years old, and you go through life on a daily basis right now, thinking, "Yeah, this is my last year. I'm fine with that."
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you give me another second, I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
If I develop, I'm sure you will. If I develop a cancer that's going to knock me out in like 3 months, I'm good with going down. And remember the guy down there with the hand grenade in the John Deere tractor at the Capitol and held up traffic?
Yeah,
I'm thinking I'm thinking, if I had a cancer right now, I'd go down there, man, and I'd snatch that dude out of that truck and say, dude, you're holding up traffic. Come on, man. Get out of here. Let's get, this, get
and
the
if
world
you,
going.
And
again.
If you get blown up, at least you take one for the team. Right. Russ, we appreciate that.
Russ needs to go back on probation, I think.
That's a different Russ, isn't it?
I don't know.
I can't keep him straight. Dick in Alexandria, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Dick. You want to live to be 117?
Well, Emma has seen the extremes of technology. I mean, she grew up probably with a radio, and that's it. And then she has seen cell phones. She's seen computers. She's seen distractions to communication between people. And I would think that would be very discouraging for her to see how relationships have changed because of technology. And the answer is, in my family tree, there's no chance of getting to be 117. There's no chance. But I know somebody that's 96. He plays golf. I asked him when he went to assisted living from an apartment to assisted living. He goes, he was bummed out. He goes, you know, Dick, all these people are so old. They walk around with little walkers and he's 96, and he's bummed out because everybody's too old at this nursing home.
No. He's 96, and he's complaining about all the old people around him.
He is. He's complaining about all the old people.
All right, Dick, thanks for that. It's true if you think about what she has seen via technology, but think about what we're going to see.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was there as radio was being invented in the 1890s. Mm-hmm. I mean, radio really didn't come into full use until, you know, the 1900s.
Who knows? Maybe she dated Marconi.
She could have.
She's from Italy.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Dave,
it seemed like you might have mentioned that.
Dave in Leesburg, you're next up on WMAL. Would you want to live to be 117?
I personally would, but my dad's 95 as well, and he says one downside, you attend a lot of funerals.
That is one of the downsides.
But after a certain
lay
point,
lay a lot of friends to rest.
Yeah, but after a certain point, you know, they're all dead, and you don't have to go anymore. You know, you're the last one. You're the last standing survivor.
Yeah, well, I figure you can always make new friends, but you also start to outlive your children. He's already laid one to rest.
Wow, that's pretty rough. That's true, Dave. And but at the same time, I mean, isn't that the stuff of life? I mean, even the pain, even the grief that we feel, at least we're still feeling, right?
Yep.
All right. I didn't mean to get
that. That was deep and thoughtful.
Thank you, Dave, for the
call. What's it doing on this program?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I remember a very, very compelling story about a married couple. They had been married for 76 years.
Yeah.
They were 98 and 97, the two of them, and they were getting divorced. And the divorce lawyer says, all right, listen, we got everything worked out, but I got to ask you, you've been married this long.
Why not? You know?
Why now? And they said, well, we wanted to wait for the children to be dead. It's 6:22 on WMAO.
Have you prepared yourself in the best possible way for the upcoming tax season? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors can help you to maximize your tax efficiency. For a free strategy session, call 301-924-2160 or find them online at eaglestonetaxwealth.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Well, that's a great choice. The rental market is red hot right now. It gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only can you make more money by renting out your home, but you know what? Right now, renting has never been easier when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. The rent estate advisors at Renters Warehouse make property management so easy. Listen to what they're going to do for you. For just $80 a month now, they'll price your property, quickly find you great tenants, collect the rent, take the maintenance calls that you don't want to deal with, all for $80 a month. All you do is sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Renting property can deliver steady cash flow, long-term equity, tax breaks. It's called Rent Estate. Get started with a free home rental price analysis. It's free at renterswarehouse.com or give them a call, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Business owners, pay attention to this important message. Silver Rock Funding has access to millions of dollars in private investor capital to lend to established businesses. Do you own a business and need cash? Our investors are looking beyond credit scores to find you funds to help you grow. If you own an existing business and have been making at least $10,000 a month, then grab a pen or call right now from your cell phone, 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354. Call Silver Rock Funding at 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354.
It is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, our hot spot right now, trying to get through town, Southeast Southwest Freeway. And if you're heading toward Northern Virginia, the crash is going to be right before you get to the outbound 14th Street Bridge. So everybody on that westbound stretch of the freeway, if you're coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, that's where I'm starting to see delays. So you're just jammed to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel and again toward Main Avenue and the outbound 14th Street Bridge with the crash along the right side. Now coming inbound, 395 northbound with travel lanes open. You can see a lot of this activity. So very slow inbound, but nothing reported blocked. Looks like travel lanes are open in the cameras as well. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge. Delays are back near 210. 210, heavy volume this morning. Haven't had anything in the way, but at least as you come up from Old Fort Road south, off and on up toward Kirby Hill Road and the Beltway, heavier than normal. Plan for extra time with the wet pavement this morning, everyone. And now, update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few showers around for the first part of the day. Showers and maybe some steadier rainfall as we go through the afternoon with a thunder shower. A gusty south breeze and a high of 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 626. We're just a few days away from the start of the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon, something we've been doing annually here for many years on WMAL. So far, our listeners have contributed. You ready? Our listeners are so generous. They have given over $4.5 million to the Fisher House Foundation as a result of our Radiothon.
That is amazing.
And we want to say thank you for that, but we need to keep up the good work. And our Radiothon will begin Friday on this program, and you'll get your chance to make your donation then. And then it will continue all day Saturday with a special emphasis from 4 to 7 when we'll be broadcasting live from the Fashion Center at Pentagon City. We'll be there. You, me, Chris Plant will be there. And we really hope that you'll come by and visit with us and bring your generous donations to the Fisher House. If you don't know what Fisher House is, they provide care for the families of our wounded warriors while the wounded warriors are going through their rehabilitation and their treatment at local hospitals and hospitals around the world, military hospitals everywhere. So we really appreciate it. We look forward to you joining us again on Friday and Saturday for the 2017 or 2016 Radiothon.
It's 6:28 on WMAL. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
A terrorism attack on the campus of Ohio State yesterday. A Somalian refugee. We'll get the very latest on this and analysis from Patrick Poole, who is a terrorism analyst. After the news, it's 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Investigators are studying all the clues to learn what may have been the motive for yesterday's attack by a Somali man on fellow students at Ohio State University.
Law enforcement not ruling out terrorism, but they haven't established a motive just yet. They are interviewing witnesses, talking to family, and scouring through surveillance video, some of that video taken here at the university before that attack. But perhaps the biggest clue is coming from a Facebook message posted around the time of the attack.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. Colombian authorities report only 5 survivors among the 81 people aboard a charter jet that crashed in the Colombian mountains overnight. The dead include players, coaches, and staff from a Brazilian soccer team.
Access to the site of the accident is not easy. We're talking about rugged mountains and a high altitude. Chapecoense was on its way to play game 1 of 2 in the South American Cup. The match was to be held on Wednesday.
Correspondent Rafael Romo. President-elect Donald Trump has another long day of meetings at Trump Tower as he brings together a cabinet. Then he's to have dinner this evening with Mitt Romney, said to be a leading contender for Secretary of State.
Rudy Giuliani still is under contention for this post as well, and it's really this Giuliani versus Romney infighting within the Trump transition team that really is ruling the headlines right now. That said, Trump transition officials emphasize that the decision over Secretary of State is Donald Trump's and Donald Trump's alone, and he has not yet made that decision.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says there's reason to be cautiously optimistic about tax revenues in the state. Less than 3 weeks from now, McAuliffe will present a revised budget to deal with a $1.5 billion shortfall. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,098, the NASDAQ at 5369. Sports Monday Night Football, the Eagles lose to the Packers. NBA, the Wizards top Sacramento in overtime. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't you just love the fall, but you know what's coming next? Winter. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and old drafty windows will make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install, cutting out the middleman, saving you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek window
window is custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call Thompson Creek right now, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, we the people made history. We triumphed over the political and media elite. Bravo! Now comes the dirty work draining the swamp, dismantling decades of progressive policies which have brought America to the brink of financial ruin. One book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, explains what must be done right now. It offers solid steps to protect yourself from the risks these elites have set in motion, like a $20 trillion debt explosion, an entitlement collapse, stagnant growth with rising inflation, and the ongoing war on cash and your privacy, all of which could take many years to repair, even under President Donald Trump. Expect much pain before any gain, like after the Carter years. So do not let your guard down. You must call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. Again, 1-800-289-2646. Write it down, 1-800-289-2646. Now what are you going to get? A free $20 book right now. 1-800-289-2646.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys. It's my guys.
The holidays are here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Delays continue to grow on the freeway, the westbound side of the Southeast Southwest Freeway. If you're traveling from, say, DC 295 over the 11th Street Bridge, it's a solid lineup heading toward Northern Virginia. The crash before you get to the outbound 14th Street Bridge right side. Also with an impact, the rubbernecking as you come out of Virginia and across the 14th Street Bridge as well. 66, watch, looks like we have two cars on the shoulder for now in the Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks area, eastbound on 66. We did have fire and rescue units on the way. Again, 66 near Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound, right as you approach Route 100 for the crash. Trying to leave Wheaton, Glenmont area on Georgia Avenue. The crash is southbound, Georgia Avenue, south of Randolph Road, right near the H Mart. Watch for police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Occasional showers this morning, maybe some steady rain at times, especially second half of the day. Possibly a rumble of thunder, a south wind, and mild 66. More showers, more thunderstorms tonight. There may be a little low early, down to 60. Tomorrow, thunderstorms early, showers in the afternoon, mild, breezy, 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Leesburg, 46 in Rockville, 48 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. Time is 637. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. At 705, why can't car manufacturers just sell directly to the consumer? Tesla wants to do that, but Virginia says no. Got to use a dealer. We'll talk to a Washington Post reporter about that fight brewing in the Commonwealth. 735, Tucker Carlson will be our guest. And then at 835, Larry Kudlow. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
When you think about this timeline, I think from, was it 9:52 to 9:54, it shows how much practice, how much training, how much expertise, and how much coordination has existed with campus police, the Columbus Police, the FBI.
That was Ohio Governor John Kasich talking about police response yesterday on the campus of Ohio State University when a Somalian refugee drove his car into a crowd of students and then got out with a butcher knife and started hacking away at some of them. A total of 11 people sent to the hospital, and he was shot by a police officer a short time later. A terrorism attack, it would seem. Joining us now, the National Security and Terrorism Correspondent for PJ Media, also a graduate of Ohio State University, Patrick Poole. Thanks for joining us, Patrick.
Good morning.
Well, the police response was very quick, and this matter was taken care of in great quick order by authorities. But it really is very troubling, given the fact that we are now learning something about this particular individual who carried out the attack.
Brian, it's he posted a declaration on his Facebook page. Before he did this, telling America, if you want to stop these so-called lone wolf attacks, you have to make peace with ISIS. He talked about that he was upset about the Muslims in Burma, which, you know, it seems logical then that you would attack the country that had given him refuge. Mm. And then he concludes with saying that he would gladly kill a billion infidels. So, the authorities, you know, who will say, yeah, you know, we're not sure of his motive and things of that sort. I mean, he made it pretty clear why he was doing what he was doing.
And Patrick, you heard a lot of people in the media, you know, expressing disbelief that something like this could happen in Columbus, Ohio, the heartland of America, the Midwest. But apparently you have pointed out and reported that actually in Columbus there is a mosque there that has a disturbing history. What's that all about?
Larry, in Columbus, we had the largest known Al-Qaeda cell since 9/11, with at least, reportedly, from court documents, at least 10 members. Only three of those were prosecuted, and that Al-Qaeda cell was centered in the mosque right just north of campus, Masjid Omar, and this mosque has been a hub. In fact, back in June, NBC News had a big lead-off story about three kids who traveled from Columbus to Syria to join ISIS, and they lived right across the street from the mosque. Mm. And they happened to live right next door to the home of one of those Al-Qaeda operatives. And we've seen a long string. In fact, the president of the mosque is currently involved in a terrorism finance trial where they were sending money to Anwar al-Awlaki that's ongoing. And we've seen several cases within the Somali community over the past couple of years of kids joining al-Shabaab. Abdirahman Mohammed, his trial is currently ongoing where he went and fought with al-Qaeda in Syria. And then Nuruddin Abdi, who was part of that earlier al-Qaeda cell, who served his time and was deported here just 2 years ago.
It was sort of interesting to watch the media response to this yesterday. Initially, it was just assumed when we heard, it was actually called an active shooter situation on the campus of Ohio State. However, we later found out that there was no gun involved.
Brian, the initial report that the alert that Ohio State sent out said an active shooter situation, which, you know, fair enough, they didn't have any information,
right,
et cetera. But my concern is that, and again, this is my hometown, that this incident is quickly going to get buried because it doesn't fit with the established narrative that the media wants to drive, that this has nothing to do with refugees, et cetera, which in this case it did. And that we have a serious problem, yeah, with Islamic radicalization in central Ohio.
Yeah. It's amazing to hear those sentences, you know, to hear that sentence, central Ohio. But it's been pointed out that this is part of ISIS's strategy, isn't it, Patrick Poole? I mean, ISIS has made no bones about it, and other terror groups for that matter. Not only have they encouraged these quote-unquote lone wolf knife attacks that they keep calling them, I don't know how lone wolf they are if there's direction coming from these terror organizations, and they've specifically said, you know, don't even focus on the big cities. Go to where people are most comfortable and most vulnerable. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're absolutely right, Larry. In fact, ISIS over the weekend released a video where they were calling for attacks, encouraging their followers in America and other Western countries to conduct attacks on their own. In fact, the video kind of featured a guy standing in his mother's kitchen, you know, advising them, you know, supporters what to do back home.
God.
And this is a trend we've seen. In fact, this is not the first stabbing attack we've seen in Columbus this year. We had another guy who attacked an Israeli deli with a machete here earlier this year, severely injuring five people, and then ended up in a shootout with police. It killed
Patrick
about half an hour later.
Can I ask you one quick follow-up on this? We keep hearing he's a Somali refugee, and yes, he is. He was born in Somalia, but he actually came to America via Pakistan. Yeah. He lived in Pakistan up until 2014. Is there a Pakistani connection that needs to be explored further? Because I keep seeing this. Seems to be a trend.
Right.
And absolutely, and I'm sure that that's one of the connections that law enforcement authorities are looking at, is that Pakistani, but also with Al-Shabaab. And to be honest, he could have been radicalized right there in central Ohio without any problem, because a number of people have already been radicalized.
Right.
All right.
Patrick, all right. Well, listen, Patrick, thank you so much. We appreciate your expertise.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
It is now 6:44 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Take aim at the nation's most advanced indoor range, Elite Shooting Sports. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility is like no other. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Do your carpets need a truly deep cleaning? I mean, take a look at them after the mayhem of this Thanksgiving weekend and all of the visitors and all of the food and all of the spills. Yes, now's the time to get Zero Res out there, and they've got their great 10-10 holiday offer for you. If you call and book your cleaning today, Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you'll save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Everyone wins, and no better group to win in this deal than Fisher House Foundation. You know, our radiothon is coming up this Friday and Saturday. So what a great way to do your part. Book Zero Res cleaning into your home right now. And by the way, they do carpets, they do tile and grout, they do hardwoods. They'll make everything shine like new. And you'll get clean for the holidays, and $10 will be donated to the Fisher House Foundation, and you'll get $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimums apply, but do call them and tell them Larry sent you. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 as you come up to 50. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. The vehicle's still on the shoulder. We didn't block anything when the help arrived. So everything confined. Left shoulder, you'll see the police and flashing lights. Slow to get by. We're still quite heavy inside the Beltway. Had the crash. Eastbound 66 near Westmoreland Street. That's been cleared out of the travel lanes. Now heading through town, trying to get out of the district and toward Northern Virginia. The obstacle, the crash before the 14th Street Bridge, still along the right side. So much to check out. Crews are trying to do the best they can to get an additional lane open, but 295, the impact is on to get across the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway through College Park and Silver Spring, slow and within the delay. They're looking for an accident reported near New Hampshire Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have some showers around, damp pavement this morning, and might make some puddles second half of the day. Maybe a rumble of thunder, 66, a south breeze, 15 to 25 miles an hour. 60 degrees tonight, showers and thunder showers becoming likely again after midnight after a break early. Showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow, still a chance of showers in the afternoon, breezy and mild, up to 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it is 49 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL. Continuing to talk about this attack at Ohio State yesterday, you know, it's interesting to point out that this guy was a Somali refugee. As you said, he immigrated here through Pakistan was a legal permanent resident of the United States. Donald Trump, you know, has been widely criticized for saying we need to look very closely at some of these refugees coming into this country. Remember when he said
a few showers around for the first part of the day, showers.
Well, that would actually be the forecast.
But he is amazing the way he can do the weather and handle this
Donald
transition.
Donald Trump really would make a great weatherman. Mm-hmm. Remember when Donald Trump said this?
As soon as I enter office, I am going to ask the Department of State, which has been brutalized by Hillary Clinton, brutalized. Security and the Department of Justice to begin a comprehensive review of these cases in order to develop a list of regions and countries from which immigration must be suspended until proven and effective vetting mechanisms can be put in place. I call it extreme vetting, right? Extreme vetting. I want extreme.
Well, that's that was what he was roundly criticized for. But, you know, it seems that probably a Trump administration would take a more careful look at some of the people coming into this country.
Yeah.
Which seems to be a good idea.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And whenever we see a terror attack, it's so funny the way you see the media, and they'll only show their hands, and also Democratic politicians, oh, they'll show their hand a little bit on Twitter, okay? And their initial instinct is, it's a gun. We saw this yesterday, and yes, there was some confusion because it was reported there was an active shooter. Turns out the active shooter was, in fact, the police officer who shot the bad guy.
That's right.
But you'd think after, you know, all these events, people would be circumspect and just wait for the information. But no, you had Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, senseless gun violence on the campus of Ohio State University. So
there was nothing senseless about the gun violence yesterday.
It was the only sensible thing that happened in this attack.
A good guy with a gun ended this thing.
So they'll first show their hand by kind of expecting it to be a gun attack, and then secondly, they're hoping that it's not someone affiliated with Muslim terrorism, with Islamic terrorism, and an Islamist.
And as soon as those facts become clear, they go silent.
They'll go silent about it, and we got to stop burying our head in the sand. Mm. That when kids at a college are vulnerable to this kind of attack, it means that we've got to do more. In terms of making sure that the people that are coming into this country are the people that we want in this country. We are allowed to say who comes into our country.
We are. And Patrick Poole, you know, brings out an interesting point. This happened in Central Ohio. Muslims are being radicalized in Central Ohio. This problem is a lot bigger than I think that we are giving the attention that it requires. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you're driving behind a bus, allow a greater following distance than if you were driving behind a car. It'll give you more time to stop once the yellow lights start flashing. It's illegal in all 50 states to pass a school bus that is stopped to load or unload children. The area 10 feet around a school bus is the most dangerous for children, so stop far enough back to allow them space to safely enter and exit the bus. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, as news of skyrocketing healthcare costs dominate the media, I have a bit of good news for you. Now, listen closely. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. No, really, it's for real this time. You can with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless, and I know firsthand how Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group put their patients' priorities first. Wouldn't you like to experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve? You'll feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health today. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. 703-663-8824 or principalmedicalgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascade Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at CascadesDental.com.
It's time to check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Stephanie Shelton.
Good morning, guys. Well, futures continue to suggest a bounce back on Wall Street when trading begins. And Tiffany's quarterly report is just in now, and its profit and revenues beat estimates, despite the so-called Trump effect of being next to Trump Tower. It appears hopes for an OPEC production ceiling will be dashed when the oil cartel meets tomorrow in Vienna. Russia says it won't be there, and reportedly there's no agreement on any changes. Crude prices are falling. Stocks to watch today, Allstate, the insurer buying Square Trade for about $1.4 billion. United Health is giving an upbeat outlook for 2017, topping forecasts. TiVo and Netflix signing a series of licensing, product, and intellectual property deals. TiVo continuing to offer Netflix from its set-top boxes. Data's not all in yet on Cyber Monday, but Adobe Digital Insights raised its estimates to spending of nearly $3.4 billion. It's up more than 10% from last year. I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
How many wrinkles did this election season honestly add to your appearance? Well, with the Esotique XV holiday sale, treat yourself to the best, most effective wrinkle treatment money can buy. I got to be honest with you. I was skeptical with Esotique XV. Yes, Chamonix provided that great Genucel product, and boy, it did wonders for the bags under my eyes, continues to do so. But come on, Esotique XV can get rid of the fine lines and crow's feet and laugh lines. Well, listen, I look in the mirror now. My wife looks at me. My appearance has changed, and I owe it to Esotique XV. I believe I look younger when I look in the mirror. You got to love that. You'll look years younger, too, and get silky smooth skin, or you get your money back. And for a limited time, Esotique XV is going to throw in the Genucel Bags and Puffiness Treatment and their best-selling Deep Firming Serum for free with your order. Call them now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you order now, they're also going to throw in free shipping. That's three free gifts for trying Esotique XV today. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
It is now 6:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, a little bit dangerous, so I really want you to pay attention. If you're leaving Springfield, heading through Annandale, I'm watching this two-car crash on the interloop before you get to the Little River Turnpike, 236. It's in the second lane from the left, but now we have the VDOT truck and police have arrived to the scene. I'm seeing people walking around. Hard to see them, though, because it's still dark. And I want you to be careful if you're trying to use that far left lane or staying to the right to get by this crash. Again, interloop near 236. A lot going on there. 66 eastbound near Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks crash was on the shoulder. Through Falls Church, earlier accident, that's been cleared as well. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, southbound in Jessup, volume again in Laurel, but northbound unusual backups approaching the exit to Route 100 for the crash, and the freeway jammed westbound to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel if you're trying to leave the district heading toward Northern Virginia. The crash before the outbound 14th Street Bridge along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, he calls for thunderstorms and rain today, a high of 66 degrees. Tonight, we're talking about thunderstorms developing after midnight. To the rest of the weekend, it's going to be rainy through tomorrow, Thursday, Friday in the low 50s, Saturday in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, however, it is 49 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Beware of the Electoral College haters. The noise about getting rid of the college seems to be loudest when the liberals lose an election. The popular vote, they yell. One look at the map, though, and that'll confirm the wisdom of our founding fathers. Very liberal states like California and New York are nice and blue. Lots of red voting states this election across what the coasties like to call the flyover states. The Electoral College was designed by our founding fathers to prevent the most populous states from being able to control the entire federal government. They did the same with the legislature by giving two senators per state, no matter the population. Here's the best way to think about it. The top three best places to operate a business are Texas, Florida, and North Carolina by tax and regulation standards. The worst place to have a business is California, New York, and Illinois, according to Chief Executive Magazine. Best for business went Trump. Worst and most populous states went Clinton. Nuff said. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
Why can't a car manufacturer sell their cars directly to the consumer? Why do we have to have a law that forces dealers to get in the middle of that? We'll talk about it.
Also, Tucker Carlson from the new Fox show will join us at 7:35, and we'll give you the very latest in the recount effort. It seems like that's going nowhere.